Blog Talk Radio.
It's a new thing that's sweeping the land when you don't know which way to go. The answer is Jesus and Elevation Radio.
All right, God bless you. This is Elevation Radio 1. And I'm your host, Pastor Steve, the Music Man Turner, and we thank you for taking the journey with us. This is the program that spotlights positive people doing positive work while serving a positive God whose name is Jesus. And ain't nothing wrong with that. Listen, our subject matter today is vintage praise. Vintage praise, an interview with Maestro Tony Winston. John chapter 2, verse 10, talks about Christ turning water into wine. At a wedding in the Bible, the custom was to serve the best wine first and save the worst wine for later. However, Jesus did away with all that and created the best wine, and they served it last. Sometimes things get better with age, and that's important. And we want to introduce to you our guest, a longtime minister of music, Maestro Tony Winston. He is the epitome of this statement. And first I want to say hello and God bless you. How are you, sir? How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you? God is good.
Yes, he is. it's a pleasure to have you here. Also, you got to say hello to my co-host, the Queen.
Praise the Lord to you, sir. How are you?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Sister Leora. God bless you.
God bless you as well. Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
I sometimes surprise her by not telling her who's going to be on the program. So let her full of surprises. Let me go with the scripture at John chapter 2, verse 10. Read that for me, Queen.
Okay. And he said to him, "Every man at the beginning sets out the good wine, and when the guests have well drank, then the inferior, you have kept the good wine until now."
Amen. And so this is what God does when he makes things. He makes it where they get better with age, better with time.
Yeah.
Let's talk to our esteemed guest. Calling in from Baltimore, and that's Maestro Tony Winston. Sir, how you feel today again? How you doing?
God is good. God is blessing.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, all right. Got a little noise in the background. My question, I guess, who is Tony Winston, Minister of Music?
Well, I'm a musician, choir director, minister of music type person. I'm an organ player. Musical arranger. My primary focus is in gospel music with some contemporary, balancements with it. I do most of the music I do with choirs and other type artists such as solo people as well. And I've been at this for quite a long time. And we're about to celebrate another year of music, another year of my life. Next week, as a matter of fact, June the 12th.
That's June 12th, I believe.
Yes.
Okay.
June the 12th.
And that's a birthday celebration.
Yes, the birthday celebration for Tony Winston. Was hosted by the Star Christ Music Ministry Choir, and it's going to take place next Sunday, the 12th of June, at the Christ Ministry, Christ Church and Ministry, I'm sorry. And that address is at 5720 Old Court Road at Windsor Mill. That's in Randallstown, Maryland. And the time for that would be 4 o'clock. It would be a good idea if you try to come a little early so you can get a good seat. Church is not really very large, so we want you to be able to get a good seat if you can come. It's a free will offering.
Yeah. Wow.
Everybody likes stuff for free.
I know my wife does.
Oh, Lord.
Always buying her stuff free. Free food, free transportation,
free
clothes. Lord, help us today.
Free bling bling, too. I guess we'd better go along with that as well.
Yeah. Gets it all free.
Yeah.
I got to pay for it.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Hey, praise them. So anyway, my ministry is called Star Christ Music, and all it simply means that Jesus Christ is the star. No matter how you look at things, there are many stars in the world, but there's no star like the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And that's what we look to the hills from which cometh our help. And so on the program we have, be familiar with some Baltimorean gospel music legends. We have the legendary Rolling Joe Smith.
That's legendary, yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and the brother is still kicking. He's been on the wall for a long, long time, and the brother still has it. And so hats off that. I call him my minister of music. And then along with the program, yes, sir. And then along with the program, we have Minister Reggie McClurkin, who so happens to be a cousin to Donnie McClurkin. So he's going to be bringing his singers from all around the state of Maryland, Washington and PG County and Baltimore and Columbia. So we're kind of looking forward to having them come and serve.
Mm-hmm.
We have a male group called Sermon. And some of these guys really are actually from out of New Salmons Baptist Church. They have a group called Sermon. Kenny Coven is the lead person to this. He's also a writer, excellent writer. Very, very nice group of gentlemen. And Baltimore's own Minister Randy Roberts, he's a person that started the group called the Choir Boys. You hear some of that music being played on the radio, and it's got somewhat of an R&B twist, but it's really gospel. It's a very positive message that they do. And he's also the son of the legendary Tommy Roberts, who was a specific songwriter. He's wrote for people such as Philando Allen and the gospel leaders. He's done so much music. So we're excited about that. And then we have from all the way from Washington, D.C., Minister Emery Andrew and Faith. They're very well known out there in the Washington, D.C. area. Very nice group of singers, a mixed choir. They're also being in the house. And then also my personal group, Tony Winston and Star Christ Music Ministry Choir. They're the host choir.
You mean those 50-member choir that you have?
Yeah, it might not be quite that many this time. COVID has changed a lot of things, but it's near that amount of numbers, right around about probably 12, 13. It might hit to 14. We'll just see. And so they will be on board. I've got some musicians. I got some very good musicians. Charlie Oak. He's from over down at Carter Memorial. I don't know if that's Carter Memorial Church of God in Christ.
that's Cody.
He's the music minister there, very prolific organist. And we have Daniel Reed, who's a sound engineer as well as a drummer. He's going to be on drums. A guy named Eddie Wallace, very prolific saxophone player. And trombone players, Brandon Cofield from out of Concord Bet.
Oh, wow. And, watch that.
Yep. And then we have Roland, I'm so unfortunate, I can't remember his last name, who's also on trumpet. And then we have a bass guitar, a guy by the name of Tyrone, and a guitarist. A legend in this town, a guy named Booz, Marshall Booz.
Marshall Booz.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you trying to bring heaven to earth, sir? There's too much music.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to set it off, man. Set it off. You know, the praises belong to the Lord anyway. So we can't let the devil get all this joy. So we gotta make sure that God is being praised in the house.
All right. Well, that sounds like you're gonna have a joyous foot stomping, hand clapping, running around, passed out, shouting time.
Oh, yes, yeah. That's what we're looking for, the Holy Spirit to step in, show up,
okay,
and show out.
All right. Who's your MC?
Oh, my MC. Well, we'll hopefully be graced with the honor of having my friend here, Minister Pastor Steve Turner. Yes. And we're gonna also have Minister Fred Newsom's in the house too. He's gonna be coming up in there, sticking his head in the door.
That's that old guy.
Yep. So, you know what?
Okay.
We are still here, and we're still making a joyful noise.
Let's verify this vintage scenario, because vintage music is the best wine, the best of the,
yes,
the best, serving for a long time. How many years have you been on the organ playing music?
Oh, that's a really good question. I can tell you that it's over 50 years. I would say I didn't really start playing organ until I was about 14. I was playing piano before then, and then I didn't really get on the organ until about 14. I began to learn how to play the organ. And it was an old legend guy. He's not here with us today. He made a very big impact here in Baltimore. Years and years ago, a guy by the name of James Peterson. He used to have a choir here in Baltimore called the Baltimore Fellowship Choir, and they was one outstanding group.
Yeah, he played for a church on, I saw him playing at a church off of Garrison Boulevard, I think it was, I forgot the name of the church, but it was a big Baptist church, and he was playing the acoustic piano, and his arpeggios were, it was mic'd. It was a thing of awesome beauty, crisp and pinpoint accuracy. I was impressed with it.
Yeah, that sounded like it probably could have been Wailing Baptist, perhaps, maybe.
Yeah, that's it. Wailing Baptist. That's it.
Uh huh. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he was
a
phenom.
Yes. Yes. In fact, I think
so that was
it. I think they did part of a recording out of that church.
I believe so.
I think
so. He was your instructor?
He was my instructor. He taught me how to play the Hammond organ. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's unfair.
Yeah.
That's unfair to people like me. Lior.
Well, I don't know who taught you how to play the Hammond organ, but
where's James Peterson?
Well,
I'm jealous, sir. Hold on a second. Queen?
Yes.
Okay, you see, this is the kind of disadvantage that I've been dealing with all my life. Okay, he's got like, if he had a black belt, he's like James Peterson, like a 10th degree black belt, and I'm struggling down here with a half a black belt. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right. Now I know. Okay. So where are some of the churches you played at, sir?
Well, I'm presently minister of music at church in the Woodlawn area, on Woodlawn Drive, as a matter of fact. It's a church called St. Philip's Baptist Church, where I've been there now for about 7 years. This is one of the churches I've been at the most time. And then other churches has been Mount Lebanon Church in Baltimore on Reisterstown Road, Gills Memorial Church on Park Heights in Baltimore. And I was also a minister of music church called Payne Memorial AME Church.
I remember that.
You do remember that church. In fact, you came behind me when I left there and covered for me. Kind of saved the day for them, too.
That's what I've been doing since 1994. On call organist. Hey, you also, I met you actually when I was young and I had hair in my head, I had waves. I was slim. I had a windowpane stomach. I was a young, strong, handsome fella. And
yeah, he was.
I was on the piano, and you were on the organ. At Mount Calvary Holy Temple Churches of America, 1911 Bloomingdale Road.
Yes. Yep. That's so true. We go way back in the day, too. We could be talking maybe 35, 40 years ago.
That's right.
Yeah.
That is absolutely correct. My wife was just a little rosebud.
Yeah, right. She didn't even know me.
She didn't know nothing.
She didn't know such day was going to come.
No, she did not.
Yep.
Yep.
And it was all in the Lord's making. And somehow or another, I think I met her through a group. You said something?
Juan San Diego.
We all went out to eat. Oh.
Praise Community Choir. That's where we're.
Yep.
That's what we did a lot of. Go and sing at a program and then go out and eat.
You have to eat, sir. You have to eat.
Yep.
Eat the fried chicken at the gospel bird.
That fried chicken. That's it right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
That was one of the fun parts of playing music in Baltimore was to go out afterwards. And it's even more fun when somebody else treats you, but it is fun to go out and get something. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Afterwards, and so matter of fact, I should say thank you, sir, because I've been knowing you such a long time. You are responsible for. Referring to me, my wife.
Yes. And it was praise the Lord, hallelujah. You know, it's in the master's plan, you know, it's all a musical thing somewhat because when we all met, it was through music. It was through singing, through playing the instruments.
Yeah.
And being with the singers and choirs and groups and stuff like that, and coming together like that in the fellowship, the praises, and so that's how we all kind of met with each other, that music, you know, there's power in music, and it's the right kind of music, you know,
gospel.
So with all of gospel music, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest music in the world. So,
and I saw her I played for the Praise Committee Choir, which is now called Uninhibited Praise. I played for them for 14 years, and Leora was there, the queen, and she, I don't think she really said anything to me, but she was looking at me like, he's a handsome organist.
I did not say that at all. I wasn't even looking at you like that.
I like him.
But anyway,
I did not.
But it's okay. You can admit it. It's okay. You can admit it.
I wasn't.
Calm down. You're worried about the public checking you out and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, after Professor Winston told me, well, why don't you take Leora out? I was like, I haven't thought about it. All right, that's not a bad thought. So who else can you find better than her? And so again, mm-hmm. wisdom. He gave me musical referrals. He gave me musical referrals. He gave me musical assignments and all that. So now he's giving me my wife. So I said, well, she's rather gorgeous. Let me see what I can do about the situation here. And then I had to give a report back to Dr. Winston. I said, how did it go? I said, I think I like her. Look at me. I think we'll see her again and again and again. I didn't know she was going to Shanghai me, sir, and marry me and get me all hooked up. But it's been about almost 17 years now.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
That's a powerful referral, sir. Yeah. Yes, indeedy. Yes, indeedy.
That feels real good. That feels real good. I'm very grateful. I am very grateful for both y'all. I'm very happy that it worked out like that. It makes me feel like we all sometimes wonder what our purpose is here in this journey and everything like that. And as we get older and everything that we try to look at, have we fulfilled any of the purposes that God have really assigned? And so I'm just grateful that, you guys, because both of y'all are my friends. When I met her, like I said, she was singing, a beautiful voice, very creative. Mm-hmm. And since you guys been together, I've just seen so much of phenomenal things that y'all done together that you just don't see. In some ways, I don't even have that type of support. I commend you, Sister Leora, for being such a supportive person to my friend mm-hmm. here during in ministry together.
Thank you.
It can't get no better than that. Steve,
Absolutely.
You got a winner, buddy. You got a cool brother.
Yeah, he worth every bit of it.
I didn't recognize it. I was too stupid to understand the winning aspect. It took somebody like yourself to say, wow, well, why don't you talk to Leo?
Yeah.
So, and thank God for it. I saw you actually last year at a prestigious event. It was called the Mighty Newsom Awards, and you had a big mass choir there. The music was so good, I didn't know you could do ethnic-like music, and you were directing and all that, and so it was so good I taped it, and I sent it back to you on Facebook, and if anybody wants to see them in action last year, then they can go to your Facebook page. But I understand that through breaking news that you, the owner, or the Dr. Newsom was so impressed with what you did that he asked you to form a Newsom Gospel Choir. That's prestigious.
Yeah.
For the 27th Newsom Awards, yep.
Yeah, I think that's going to be August the 20th or something like that.
August 20th. At Martin's West, 7 p.m.
Yeah, I didn't know that he had sent out a promo on that because he never sent it to me. And believe it or not, I have some relatives all the way down. I don't know if he's listening or not, but I have some relatives all the way down in Somerville, South Carolina, that came across the publication and saw my name on there as the Nuisance Awards Mass Choir. And they said, called me up and said, congratulations. And I was like, what are you talking about? And they said, you don't know that you, the choir thing of the Newsom Awards thing? I said, well, how do you know anything about that? You're way down there in South Carolina. And they said, well, we got the publication right here. And I said, what publication? I haven't seen it. And look, he still ain't sent me that publication. And so I don't know what he got on this end, but I did see the publication, though. And I've seen the other publications. Uh-huh. I've seen on your site announcing the award ceremony, but
I'm here to verify it.
Say again.
I'm here to verify that you are forming a Newsom Gospel Choir under the direction of Dr. Tony Winston. So you better get to work, sir.
Well, praise the Lord.
You glad you had this interview?
Yeah. Well, I might go ahead and put a plug in. Well, we will have members of the Star Christ Music Choir that's going to be participating with that to make up the Nuisance Awards Choir. And so anybody else that wants to come along and help out and sing,
we'll put a number.
We'll probably be. Well, yeah, that's right. You can reach me at 410-963-5123. And another way you can send me a text at the same number, 410-963-5123. Now, if you go to the email at starchristmusic@yahoo.com, I get so many scams on there, so you have to be specific of who you are, you know, with your subject line, because I may think that you could be a scam or something like that. So, but that's the best way to reach us. I guess sometime next month or so, we'll begin to start announcing for rehearsals for that event. So, we're real excited about that.
When you do that, just call back in and let me know and just say this is Professor Tony Winston. I said, what you got going on? We doing rehearsals for the Newsom Awards. Everybody went, you do it again.
Mm-hmm.
That'll work.
Yep. That'll work. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right. I want to tell my wife, Leora Queen.
Yep.
That a lot of times when I go out on engagements, there are certain ministers of music who help me out. And besides, I'm going to give it a roll call. Milton Johnson. Let's see here. I can't think of his name. My goodness. Besides Tony Winston. And I see him, but I can't think of his name. And that's a shame. Richard Mosley, yeah, that's it, Richard Mosley. Known him over 50 years. And so they give me referrals and of course, my aunt, Loretta Jackson.
Yeah.
Passed on referrals to me in the last church I played at recently, Triumph Baptist. Timothy Baptist, a referral I played through Sundays. That came from Dr. Tony Winston.
Yeah, I grew up in that church. That's my home stomping ground.
Wow.
Yep, that's nurturing field.
So, I didn't hear my wife say thank you because she ate off some of the proceeds. And if you know about my wife, you got to feed her constantly.
Oh,
so it's okay. Oh yeah. Yes, I can tell you and if anybody wants to come and call in to talk to Professor Tony Winston, they can call at 1-914-205-5353. I mean, after all these churches he has blessed and played for all these years, choirs and concerts, you can't call in and say something encouraging to this gentleman of music, this maestro? What's wrong with you? Is this Baltimore? 1-914-205-5353. Even some pastors ought to call in and say, thank you for what you've done for us. It's not like they didn't know it was being advertised. So, yeah, like I said, my wife, let me tell you what happened the first date, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I took her to a church, a house ministry with Pastor Green, and she and Pastor Green hit it off. They started shouting at the door, and it was about time to leave. And at some point, I took her out to Fridays out there in Randallstown, I think it was Owens Mills. And by the time she got finished ordering all the food that she wanted, they asked me, what did I want? I'm like, I can't afford anything else but a napkin.
Mm. Wow.
She got quiet, right?
Okay.
But anyway, any other new projects you got going on?
Yes, as a matter of fact, once again on next Sunday, June the 12th, 4 o'clock p.m., at Christ Church Ministry, 5720 Old Court Road, 4 o'clock p.m., with all the guests that I mentioned earlier. We are planning to do a outdoor concert on September the 17th. And right now, we're still in the makings, as just about completed. We will be bringing from New York City Monique Walker as our special guest. And so you might really want to tune in on that. That's going to be off the chain. And that's September the 17th. We're going to be posting that pretty soon. We just got so tied up with this program that's coming up right now. We had to hold back a little bit. But after we get done with this program, we're going to start posting for outdoor concert.
All right. Now, that sounds fantastic. I noticed that you used to have events at your home and bring up all the it seemed like all the best ministers of music from Baltimore. And you'd had the organ outside. You thought I forgot to have the organ outside. And at some point, you have a band and people singing. And so I would go around and ask some of my contemporaries, why don't you want to play while all this singing is going on? Nah, I'm tired. So as I asked about three or four, they didn't want to do it. And they said, well, you go ahead. And so I got on the organ and started playing. And next I know, after about 20 minutes, the police came. Remember that? Baltimore County Police. Some neighbor who didn't like gospel so called and complained. The cops did not come immediately to throw me off the organ to arrest me. They actually stayed there and jammed for a second or two before they came and made that. It sounds good. Can you hold it down a little bit? Okay, no problem. Yeah. So.
Well, you know, the thing is, if it probably had been some R&B music or some heavy rap music and stuff like that, they probably wouldn't complain so much with the volume because we were a little loud and so forth. But, you know, because it's the music of a God and people just don't want to hear that name, Jesus, or stuff like that. So we're just more under attack than, you know, some of the other music that you are hearing that's widely being spread. So but yeah, when we do the little the cookout thing, we try to bring all those instruments and things out and we do gospel music and that sort of kind of thing. Have different artists and groups and stuff come, and musicians, like you just mentioned yourself. And so, you know, if the police came, you know you had been really playing up a storm, Mr. Steve.
Yeah, I was surprised. I thought I knew they would call me at my mother's house. They would call and knock on the door, and they would stand outside and wait, listen first, and then jam for a little bit. And then they would say, the neighbor, the next door, we had separate houses, but the neighbor next door, they complained that the organ was too loud. But it sounded good.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah. I didn't know I was causing trouble over here in the county. You know, I thought I had a bribe because I was in Baltimore County.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
Randallstown.
Up in Randallstown, yeah.
Listen, let me ask you a question, because there are some real musicians or startups that want to understand this situation. What is your favorite key to play in, and what's the most difficult key that you don't really like to play in?
My favorite key, I think C is the first key that all musicians pretty much learn. There's some musicians that learn in other keys. But when you take a music study course, C is the first key that you learn, and that's the foundation of the piano. So that's always good. And then there's G, there's E flat, there's F, there's B flat, there's A flat, D flat. Now the keys that I really don't like, and I don't do well in, is the key of A. And the key of B natural. Those B natural and A, you won't find me in there very long. I'm gonna find a way to get up out of there. some kind of way.
Somebody was singing something that and they were in B natural, and I was like, I can do the basics in it. You really have to take time to try to, because it's very complex. It takes time to figure all that stuff out, and the passing chords and all that kind of stuff, and the changes.
Yeah.
It's ugly. And then you got to stretch your hands a lot. That's how I knew I was playing at Mount Calvary, and I knew my came home and between service, and my wrist was hurting me, like, I don't know what. And I'm like, what's going on? I hurt. I grabbed my other wrist, and somebody said, well, you must be growing because you're able to stretch your ligaments and tendons and all that. I said, this is growth. This is painful. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But has that ever happened to you, sir?
Yeah, I do. And see, the thing with the key of B and the key of A and E natural, that is, those are good keys for guitar players.
Yeah. That's how they tune up.
Those are their favorite keys.
That's how they tune up. I used to play for the Bells of Joy. That's they always wanted to help them tune up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you.
Well, Mr. Minister Maestro Steve, I got another appointment that's coming. I'm late for, and so I'm going to have to kind of get off, but I'm so glad that you had me on here as your guest, and I'm looking forward to being able to do this again, and we'll talk about more whatever's going to happen the next go round, and I say congratulations to you and your lovely wife, Sister
Thank
Leora,
you.
And
so
you guys be blessed. Stay strong. I'm praying for you, my brother. I know what you're going through, and you and your sister Leora, and you truly got me in your place. I have you in my prayers. So you all just hang in there and stay strong, and we'll see each other again soon.
All right. Keep the referrals coming, sir. I appreciate it.
Yes, I'll do that.
All right, now. Thank you, sir. All right.
All right. So, be blessed. Take care. And I'll see you later. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
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 All right. We are we're still on air.
What were you trying to say?
We're still on air. And I'll tell you, it's just, it pays to be one of the churches I pray for. Mount Calvary, one of their founders, wrote a song and said, it's nice to be nice. Jesus said it, don't forget it, it's just nice to be nice. And so because when I met him, they brought him in as my competitor come over top of me because I wasn't that experienced at the church at Mount Calvary. So they brought in a more experienced organist. That's how I met Tony Winston. That's how I met Robert Lambert and some other folks when I was, trying to learn how to play by ear back in the 80s, early 80s, like 79, 80. Yes, it is.
Right.
And we've still maintained our friendships for all these years. It's so amazing. I inherited that gift from my mother. That's something she could do. She would keep her friends for. Yes, indeed. And so, I've been knowing you for 31 years because I played for fun for 14 years, and then. When you finally said yes to me as to be my wife, it's been almost July 31st. It'll be 17 years. So 17 for 14 is 31 years.
Yeah. Oh wow, really? That's good.
Yeah. And I will say that you are still as pretty as the day I first seen you.
Well, thank you. That's what Pastor Torben should be saying about his wife over the pulpit instead of saying, I don't care if she leave or not.
Well,
you know?
All right, well, okay, we are still on air. Thank you. All righty, I'm trying to, my board has gone black here, so I can't really see, but let me see here if I can, let me see if I can play a song here. No, I can't. Let me go into some music by Asata. It says here, that's all I can see. Oh, happy day. I like it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening?
That's a Sana Storm recently performed at the Preakness Festival here in Baltimore.
Was that her singing in the back?
I'm sorry?
Was that her singing in the back?
That was her singing in the back. And so that's her uncle on the saxophone.
Nice.
And I'm so glad that even though he has breathing issues and on a machine and tank, he still has found enough wind to play like that. God is good.
Are you on oxygen like me?
Yes, Queen.
What?
I said absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so if anyone has something to say, or if God has brought you over some issues or some problems or things of that nature, then if he's made a way for you, then call in at 1-914-205-5353. There are a few events that you might need to be checking out, and that's the June 12th event at 4 p.m., the birthday celebration concert of Minister Tony Winston, and review this tape to get the address. It's in Randallstown, right off of Old Court and Windsor Mill. And so bring your shouting shoes. It's important. There is also the event on August 20th, the Newsom Gospel Awards, the 27th annual. And we're going to have Dr. Bobby Jones for a second year in a row. Going to have the Soul Stirrers, the mighty, legendary Soul Stirrers. That's right, the same group that was with Sam Cooke. And so got a whole bunch of other artists, international models, speakers, presenters. It's awesome. Awards being given out, a three-course gourmet dinner. Woo! It's awesome. That's Saturday, August 20th. Save the date. And if you want tickets for this experience, if you want to be a sponsor, if you want magazine ads, you need to call me because I've got the deals for you at 1-410-302-2737, 1-410-302-2737. Also have my good friend, CEO Donna Walton of the DWGN, Donna Walton Gospel Network, is raising money to get a tour bus, her first tour bus, to take her artists around the country to perform and minister, to brighten the hearts of people. If you'd like to give to that cause, U.S. as a fundraiser, you can either call me at 1-410-302-2737 or send me an email at Stephen Turner Consultant, no S, at gmail.com, and we can do that for you. If you'd like to help also, Dr. Rhonda Hamilton, of Mother's Keeper Foundation, build a level 2 trauma center in Southeast D.C. We're raising money for that. And that's at 1-410-302-2737. Both Donna Walton and Rhonda Hamilton's foundations are 501c3, so they're tax deductible. That's awesome. If you'd like to get an organist for your church for a replacement, substitute, if your organist just didn't show up, if you don't have one, my goodness, let's talk about it. Revivals, funerals, anniversaries. You can call me. I've been doing it since 1994 with the help of God at 1-410-302-2737. Go to our website, www.calltheoncallorganist.info. That's calltheoncallorganist.info. And if you're really serious, go to www.theultimatepraise.us. Ultimatepraise.us. And that's important. Or go to calltheoncallorganist at gmail.com. Yeah, calltheoncallorganist at gmail.com. What's on your mind? What you've been my wife for almost 17 years. You've seen me play and minister at different places and sing and write songs and play on recordings. What is your take on the ministry of music, the trials and tribulations and things that you've seen me go through, triumphs and tragedies? What's your take on being a minister of music here in this city, Baltimore? What do you think about it?
Well, you mean being a wife of a minister of music?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Let's get down with it.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's a good thing, but then it's a good thing. It's also a ministry. It's to encourage people and being on this journey with you as a minister of music. I've seen a lot. I've been through a lot. I don't know if I should say how, but I see you go through, you know, a lot of stuff. I've seen people, you know, disrespected a lot of ways. Get a lot of women coming up to you, stuff like that, and disrespect. And but you know, you keep on keeping on, because if God gave you me, and you me, you and you me, then we have nothing to worry about. So I just dust it off and just keep on going, because as you working for the Lord, it means a lot, because he's getting the glory. And by he watching you doing his marvelous work, it makes it even so much greater. And to have me by your side, I've never left. And I never will, until death do us part.
Okay. And I thought you were going to say about some of the leaders and officials who try to contract me, but then they play games with the what they say they're going to do, or the disrespect of not honoring me as a person, or because in one church I'm actually I'm being called a musician, so I'm like a pronoun, but I am a human being. I am a pastor, but you know, I still know who I am, even though I'm being disrespected on a regular basis. Matter of fact, as I told you, it was so disrespectful that my birthday came last Sunday, and I wasn't even – they took the birthday section out of the program. And so I would not be possibly even remotely appreciated or recognized or honored. And that's pretty – it's pretty small, but and it's a it's just a fearful scenario when you have to do stuff like that.
It is. It's not easy back marrying. They're married to anyone in the ministry, really. It's really hard road.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Thank God for God, because these people didn't call you. Only God did, so we can call you predestinated and foreknew, and that's a good thing. I just want to say to somebody who's listening, as we begin to close down, that in spite of the news media with stories of shootings and racism and corruption and just a lot of craziness here, COVID-19 and making money off people and charging excessive gas prices, and it's just that you can't rely on man, you can't rely on the government, you can't rely on anybody, and a lot of times can't even rely on your family. You've got to rely and put your trust in Jesus, in God. And so that's why he's a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, because location can't stop him from helping you, so circumstances can't stop him from getting to you. If you're abandoned, if you're isolated, if you're in prison, my goodness, if you are lonely, you feel lonely, you feel destitute, God as a spirit can come in wherever you are and encourage you and breathe life in you, because he is life, he is love, as someone told me today. Jesus is love. And if you are looking for love in all the wrong places, If you're looking for love and all, we're drawing the wrong faces. You can, when you've done all that and you failed, it's not over. When you're at your lowest, God, call him on him. Ask him for help. Ask him for rejuvenation. I see the sun coming up. Ask him to bathe you in his glorious sunlight, to save you, to keep you. Just open your heart and say, God, I need you. I've got to have you. I've failed. I've done my way too long. Come in my heart and help me so that I can do and please you. When it's all about pleasing God, you can do great things. When it's all about giving God the glory, you can have his spirit. And he said, give me your spirit, God. Give me, walk with me and talk with me. And tell me that I'm your own. And then the song said, the joy we share as we tarry or wait there, wherever there is, and until he changes you, until he motivates you, until he re-magnifies you. It's all right. God can do it. I'm a living witness that he can do it. Whatever you need, he can give it to you. Whatever you need, he will supply. There is absolutely, positively no failure in God. So take that to the bank. Yeah, think about that. Lay down with that. Wake up with it. And get a new attitude. Start talking differently about yourself. Start talking differently about your circumstances. Put some positivity in your mind. Read the Bible. Pull it out of the drawer. Blow the dust off of it and read it. Get it in your spirit. Oh, my goodness. So we love you. And thank you. No technical difficulties can block this scenario. And the devil tried, but it couldn't work. Not today. All right.
Love you.
I guess we're going to go out. We're going to go out on another song here.
From around the way, remembering my nappy head day.